Welcome to the first episode after a long pause of our Above the Clouds series. I want to talk today about an important quality in spiritual life. Be yourself or find your authentic path. With authenticity, we mean the quality of being real or true, not a copy of someone else. No, an authentic person is true to their own personality, their own spirit, their own character. That's not always easy. Mark Twain said, "To be yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you something else, that is the greatest accomplishment." Perhaps he had in mind the difficulties which all of us face. That is expectations from the people, the society, the fear of being judged or disappoint someone. All these things stand in the way to find one's own Dharma. Yet it is so important. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna mentions twice how important it is to find one's Swadharma, one's own Dharma, one's own path. He says it's better to do one's own Dharma imperfectly than to imitate someone and do their Dharma perfectly, because to follow someone else's Dharma, to not be in your own purpose, is always dangerous in the long run. Dharma stands on three legs. The first we have mentioned already, Swadharma, one's own occupation, purpose in life. The second is in the tripod of Dharma, to act dharmically in relationship to others. That's called Lokadharma. And the third is to have our Dharma, act in our Dharma in relationship to the Lord. That is called Sanatan Dharma. So we want to find our Dharma. We have to look for the three legs of Dharma, and then on this tripod of Dharma, Dharma in relationship to us, to others, and to God, we will place the very, very nourishing water pot of Dharma, the big Dharma. Let us turn now a little bit to what we experience usually in the world as the most difficult to identify Dharma. That's our Swadharma. So many times people come and say, what should I do? Where will I be best situated? I remember in my own life, my father wanted me to become a CEO of a big company, but I felt inner hesitancy or reluctance to go this path. It was only after I met Srila Prabhupada and he told me very clearly, no, your Dharma is to become a disciple, good disciple and a teacher, that I knew what to do, and was confirmed by him what I already felt. That made it very easy. How do you find this Swadharma? Well, I have three suggestions. First, sit with yourself and get to know you. Avoid what is called spiritual bypassing, that there are some issues you really need to address, some questions you need to address, some talents you need to look at, and not just look the other way, or don't pay attention, ignore them in the name of spirituality. So The second is sit with others, see how they see you. Often they see your blind spots, but also your hidden talents. Then the next step is, once you have an inkling who you might, what it might be your Svadharma, be confident with who you are. No, you can't be someone else. Instead of pretending to be someone you are not, honestly use your talents to please Krishna. Even if it's not a great thing, which the whole world, all the social networks will cover, be yourself. You can't be anyone else, and be confident in this. Third, if you have the feeling you have not yet found your Dharma, therefore can't, hammer your post into the ground, try new things until you have found what fits you. It's almost like going into the shoe shop and then finding the right pair of shoe that absolutely fit to you. Watch for synchronicities. That is, things from the outside that happen and enter your life that give you a sign, a hint where you can move. Finally, I want to say that there are the concept of authenticity. Is very much related to the concept of identity. See, finding your authentic path means to not invent something, but to grow into oneself. The way a caterpillar grows into a beautiful butterfly, or a seed into a beautiful banyan tree. It grows into what is already there. This, of course, requires patience and conviction and perseverance. And perhaps above all, the sometimes irritating situation that one does not know everything at the moment. Becoming who you are is an ongoing process of letting go what is not you, and then growing a step closer to what is the you. As we know, identity exists in three categories. One is illusory, where you just live with your roles, carry your masks to impress others, make a poker face when you don't want anyone to see what you really think, like this. This is the illusory concept. The second is the more enlightened concept, which is not constrained, where you feel free and removed from the illusion by knowledge. But the third eye is the eye which is most interesting. The eye which is established in relationship with the eternal spiritual reality of a rasa-filled relationship with Krishna. So this, of course, is a journey. It begins with a sense of identity, an ego which is still rooted in illusion. Now, in the midst of all our ignorance, we may meet someone who carries divine love in their heart and somehow touches our heart, if only for a brief moment. Now you have an incentive, and the transformation of the sense of identity can start. First, it's an embryonic form of spiritual conviction that has taken birth. Let me become such a lover, such a devotee. And like a little child who learns to walk, we have shaky beginnings on our paths, faltering steps, sometimes falling, but then developing an abiding taste in the journey and in the goal of our journey. Prabhupada comments on this journey. He says, beginning from the point of humility, that's the start, up to the point of realizing the supreme truth, this process is just like a staircase, beginning from the ground floor and going up to the top floor. By the power of bhakti, the knot in the heart which binds us to this false sense of identity and authenticity is solved, and we begin to see clearly of who we are or what we can become. Ultimately, at the end of the staircase of authenticity is an exalted state of loving ecstasy. The Bhagavatam speaks about this state. It says, if one's hairs do not stand on end, how can the heart melt? And if the heart does not melt, how can tears of love flow from the eyes? If one does not cry in spiritual happiness, how can one render loving service to the Lord? And without such service, how can the consciousness ever be purified? We covered a lot here. We sang the glories of authenticity. We spoke about Krishna's opinion of Dharma as one's authentic path. We said that the Dharma is composed of three legs. It stands on Swadharma, one's own purpose, Lokadharma, what we do in relationship to others, and Sanatan Dharma, in relationship to the Lord. We also said that ultimately the path of authenticity has to address the transformation of the illusory concept of identity to the enlightened and then the loving I. Singled out the what you can do. Sit with yourself, be confident, try new things, and so on. This is a very full episode, and I hope that you have taken great encouragement from it. May you walk the path of your authentic spiritual life. There's no need to imitate that of others. You were born an original, as we hear. Don't die as a copy. That's not from me, that's from someone who said it nicely. I wish you all the best, lots of spiritual strength, and see you for the next episode of Above the Clouds.